Welcome to our opening to receiving meditation. And what I mean by that is that when we close ourselves down, when we shut down, when we have fear, blocks, wounds, triggers, we tend to clam up and we close down. And it's a very contracted energy field that we create. Everything is energy, everything is moving, everything is dynamic. So, as many of us already know, this illusion of separation is not true. This illusion of delineation between our energy in this area and the energy we put out into the world and the energy with which we receive being separate is definitely a delusion. So what we want to do and the aim of our meditation today is to instead open and expand our energy. And in that way, we are able to receive more of the good in life. We are open and able to allow more to come through and to come forward into our lives. We open past, again, the fear, the blocks, the constriction, the limiting beliefs, all the ways that we shut ourselves down and keep ourselves small. So this is a really powerful meditation. And I encourage you to practice this meditation every day for the next 7 days to ingrain this energy of opening as a really a daily practice in your life. And thereafter, I encourage you to practice this meditation anytime you feel called to, of course, and anytime you're going through a period of constriction, fear, a lot going on in your mind, and you feel that you need some support in opening and expanding your energy up, out and up and all around, and shedding those layers of heaviness that come with closing down, shutting down. So let's start our meditation. Please get into your chosen meditation posture. It can be on the floor, as I am currently, on a meditation cushion. I highly recommend that you get a cushion so that you can use it regularly and help you establish the regularity in your practice. And it's nice to elevate your hips. And once you do that, you can align your shoulders over your hips and your neck. Make sure that your chin is parallel to the ground so your neck isn't jutting forward or back. You can also alternatively choose to sit in a chair with your feet flat on the ground. So you might need to scooch forward a little bit just to make sure that groundedness and your feet is present. So either way, spine nice and lifted. And then go ahead and let your hands rest on your lap with your palms facing up. Just take a few nice, gentle breaths in and out through your nose. Relaxing into your meditation seat while still staying alert. Start to notice some of the sounds around you, the birds, noises of traffic, commotion, community, family life, whatever is there, it's okay. We do not need full, complete silence to meditate. We can start to find unity and the joy that comes from not resisting everything that comes up. We can just breathe through the noise and still find our bodies relaxing more and more with each breath into this deeper sense, this deeper state of presence, of being right here, right now, with me. Stay with my voice and stay with your practice, with your breath. Just breathing in and out. Now on your next inhale, go ahead and start to close your fingers inward, making a fist. And then squeeze that fist really, really hard and just notice what happens to the energy in your body. Notice what it feels like in your mind. You grip really hard. And then just start to open your fingers and let your palms be open in a gesture of that divine receptivity. Now pause here for a moment and just notice how your body feels when you are receptive and when you're open. You may notice that your shoulders start to relax down. Oh, that your every cell in your organs, everything just starts to feel very relaxed, very content, and very harmonious. So you can start to breathe in accordance with those energies. Feeling the flow of air coming in, pranic energy, nice and smooth. And then a nice, long, slow exhale, followed by the next inhale, and so on. So just feeling the harmony that is always available to us in this moment, this natural flow, breathing in and out, and also feeling the fullness of this moment and our ability to remain open and receptive, to all the good, all the things that we want to create and the things that are beyond even our level of consciousness. We want to be receptive to all the good, love, peace, joy, harmony, abundance. So in order to do that, we need to remain relaxed and open and receptive. We know the difference in the feeling between being clenched and being open. Just take a moment and breathe into this open space, this open energy that you've consciously created in your body. I'm going to start introducing some affirmations into this open space. You can say them out loud along with me, or you can just listen, whatever feels right, whatever resonates with you. I am open and receptive to all the good in life. I am open and receptive to all the good in life. I am open and receptive to all the good in life. I am open and receptive to all the good in life. Please take a few more deep breaths to let the truth of this affirmation integrate down into all the cells of your body, all the cells of your being. And go ahead and take one more deep, full, yet fully relaxed breath all the way down into your belly. And then a long, deep exhale. Bring your hands together, please, in prayer position, palms pressed together in front of your heart, also known as Anjali Mudra. Just take a moment, bow your head, letting gratitude rise up for anything that spontaneously arises, or just in general. I am so grateful that we are on this journey together. I send you so much love. Namaste, Om Shanti, P. peace and love.